So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
720 WGN. Hey everyone, your money matters. Here are some of the numbers that matter. The market's up today. That was good news. And nationally, guess what? The gas prices went down 0.2 of a penny. Huzzah! In Illinois, we're down a penny at 5.55. Same in Cook County, Wisconsin, and Indiana. We'll take that. Diesel, unfortunately, that's up to a new record high of $5.78 a gallon. Retail sales fell a bit in May as car purchases declined. Inflation and high gas prices finally taking a bite, perhaps. U.S. business inventories also increased strongly, and people are watching that closely for signs of a recession. And at the grocery store, milk prices up nearly 3% in a month. That's 16% in a year for the price of a gallon of milk. Those are some of the numbers that matter here on Your Money Matters. Hey, everyone, I'm John Hanson, and I'm getting Terry Savage right into this conversation. Terry, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. It's been a very busy day, a very consequential day.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit about this last night, about how, boy, just a few weeks ago, the idea of a three-quarter point rate hike was seen as not going to happen, and that sent the markets wild in good ways. And then the market was rallying here the last couple of days, or at least trying to, on the prognostication that maybe they were hoping for a three-quarter point rate hike.
Well, I think it might even be a little more complex than that.
First I'm sure. All, I can guarantee you it is more complex than I laid it out, Terry, for sure.
A month ago, the Fed said in response to a question at their press conference, they do that when they have their meetings, no, we're going to do 50 basis points, a half a percent. That's what we're going to do. And then earlier this week, we got the Consumer Price Index, which showed that such a strong inflation that they had to scramble. In fact, they assumed that they leaked the idea because they didn't want to shock the markets that they might go back on that and raise it 75 basis points, 0.75%. That's the Fed funds rate that they control. And so they did that today. And then it was very interesting. The market sold off a little bit, and then it rallied. I think the market decided that even though higher interest rates are, and we'll talk about that in a second, are not so good for business and earnings, at least it shows that the Fed willing to get tough, do what it takes, get things under control. And then Jay Powell had a press conference after that announcement and seemed to imply that they would really get tough, because he said that the next meeting will be in July. And it could maybe be 75 basis points again, depending on what the inflation numbers and the latest data showed. So the rally here today was sort of a sigh of relief that the Fed's alive and well and kicking into the economy. Now, the Fed has a tough job. They're supposed to keep full employment, and they're supposed to keep inflation away. They haven't been able to do that. So what the Fed chairman said at his press conference is, we're going to do what it takes. We're going to slow the economy. Raising interest rates has already impacted mortgages. Home builder sentiment was at its lowest level in 2 years. Mortgage applications have fallen in half. The cost of a mortgage on the average home, the monthly payment is up 40, maybe 50%. It's priced people out of the market. So everything that relates to home building is probably going to slow down, and home ownership, furniture sales, and so forth. A slowing economy should take some of the pressure off inflation, but it could also, as the Fed chairman acknowledged, cause some unemployment. He said, look, right, we don't want to put people out of work, but when we slow the economy, and we're going to have to do that because we still expect inflation to be like 5.6% for the year, and so we're going to go at this for a long time, and we leave it with this thought. If they can slow it without causing a recession that puts a lot of people out of work, it overshoots it, that would be great. The big debate now is, if the Fed's going to be tough, can they thread that needle
land the plane,
slowing the economy or just pushing us into a recession?
Right.
That would be bad for the markets. So I think, to just come full circle, that we haven't seen the bottom in the markets yet. We may get a rally. a relief rally here, but I don't quite think it's over because the jury's out on what happens next with the economy.
Okay, we got a break for weather and traffic, okay. But I want to tease the question that made me email you yesterday, Terry, okay?
All right.
We got a text from someone who is freaking out because their 401k is dwindling. They're 67 years old, and they have to keep on working for a number of reasons, of which we've chatted on this text line about, and she's going to have to call into one of my other shows, the legal show, about that. But anyways, her 401k is dwindling. She is collecting Social Security. Help put my mind at ease or tell me what I need. So, Terry, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get to that answer after a look at weather and traffic. Mary Vandeveld. Okay, Terry Savage, I know you prefer to get all the details, so I know you don't have everything you need to answer this text properly. But this texter is 67. They have to keep on working. They're divorced. They don't have a ton in their 401k, and it's down 20%. They have to keep on working. They do have Social Security coming in already, and they're freaked out by what's happening. Any thoughts?
Yeah, well, I get a lot of posts like that on my blog at terrysavage.com. You know, you've heard me associated with the term chicken money, which I've been talking about forever and ever and ever, like 40 years. I define that as money you cannot afford to lose. And I believe that when people have money on the sideline, chicken money is put in bank CDs, yes, very, very low, not almost non-existent interest, but it's there, money market deposit accounts, treasury bills. If you have money put away like that, you don't panic when the market goes down. But we've had a bull market that's lasted a dozen years. People have thought, oh my gosh, I'm a genius, I'm rich, I can retire. And now we know for sure that the stock market as a whole is down 20% this year. It's down 10% at least in the last week. And so we had a little bit of a bounce today, about a half a percent. Really, the market is down, so you can't be surprised that your 401k is down. It's a little late to make adjustments, but you heard me say at the beginning, I think the market definitely could go further down. I don't know. I have no crystal ball. So if you have no chicken money on the sideline, and I wrote a column, gosh, 6 or 8 weeks ago called No Place to Hide, and it's up at terrysavage.com. Just scroll down under my columns about how you'll feel sleep better at night if inside your 401k, you don't want to take the money out and pay taxes, but inside there should be a money market account, a stable value fund, and you could move if you're at this brink of retirement where you know, you may have a heart attack before you get to retire, actually, that you might say, I'm going to take 20% or 30% of my portfolio and move it into the money market. Yeah, I'm locking in a loss, but at least I can sleep well. And that will make you feel better. If someone's really panicked, move half of it. You're going to need growth over the long run. Over the long run, at least 20 years, the stock market always has beaten inflation. But there could be some very sleepless nights in between. And it's not too late to do something about that because your health and your peace of mind are a little bit more important than your money even.
Yeah. Someone wanted to know, they didn't want to come on the line, though. Is it a good time now to convert from a regular IRA to a Roth IRA?
Okay, so this is an interesting question. You have an IRA, and you know that when you take the money out, it's all going to be taxed as ordinary income. You'll
right.
be forced to take it out starting at age 72. Now, when do you want to convert to a Roth, which means from that point on, all the money will grow tax-free, but you must pay the taxes on the total amount you converted. So if you had a $250,000 IRA and you're in the 20% tax bracket, you're going to need money outside your account
to pay
the taxes right now. Better to convert when your IRA is down from $300,000 to $250,000. That's one of the silver linings here.
Interesting.
And pay the taxes. There'll be less taxes, and all future growth will be tax-free. So also, by the way, adding that huge hunk of income that 1 year you do the conversion could impact your Medicare Part B premiums. So you want to do this carefully with your financial advisor and CPA.
Dumb question. You don't want to convert before you are free of that penalty zone, right? Like, well, 59 and a half or whatever.
Oh, no, nobody under. If, okay. Once you've got it, go. Yeah, but if you're young, look, do we have some 20s, 30-somethings?
Of course.
Sitting there investing?
I'm sitting here,
open
Terry.
Open a Roth IRA.
Okay.
You don't make it an IRA that is not tax deductible. That's a Roth IRA. And if the government keeps its promise 40 or 50 years from now, when you're ready to retire, it'll all come out tax-free. So give up the tax deduction now if you're in your 20s or 30s. And this is the perfect time to open an IRA if you don't have one already and if you have earned income, because you're buying stocks at bargain prices.
Right. Now, I have a question about the Roth, and someone else has asked about this too once. I didn't have a chance to get the answer. There is a maximum. If you make a certain amount, you can't put anything into a Roth, right?
No, there's no income limit on a Roth, but there is if you are covered by a retirement plan. You could put $6,000 into a Roth.
Right.
Pretty if you're under 50 or over, it's $7,000. And no, there used to be income limits for a Roth IRA, but okay. There are not.
773 wants to know, is it a good time now to take your RMD, your required minimum distribution? I imagine you've got to take it at some point. I don't know if they're talking about the calendar year or what time of the year, but that's the question, Terry. Any thoughts?
So I think you need to have money liquid inside your IRA so that when it comes time by the end of the year, you can... I'm going to go back on something on those
That's
income
fine.
Limits in a minute. I just checked. Is so that when it comes back to the time of the end of the year, if the market's lower and you have to, you know, you've been told by your custodian, your distribution is based on the year-end value last year. Now you're down 30% and you really don't want to sell your stocks perhaps. So you want to have some liquidity. So get some liquidity now in your IRA and then either take it out at the end of the year, have them withhold 20%, or make sure that you, in fact, have the cash so you're not forced to sell just in the last weeks of the year when other people might be selling to do the same thing, and you'll get less money for your stocks.
I just want to make sure I understand. So they take the percentage that you have, or the dollar amount that you're going to have to take out the following year, they base it on what it's worth on December 31 of the previous year, is what you're saying, right? Am I getting
yes,
that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. So
and
then
I misspoke before. I don't know why but I thought I might be wrong, so I went back to check.
Yeah.
There are income limits for a Roth IRA contribution, and if you are married filing jointly, it's a little over $200,000 up to $214,000 when the contribution amount phases out.
I've always wondered if, let's say you contributed through the year and it turns out your AGI, either joint or single, ended up being more than you thought it was, maybe you weren't keeping track. What happens to that money that you did put? Do you get penalized on it? How does that work?
You can remove it as an error, and it will be it was already going to be in your taxable income because it wasn't a tax deduction.
Right.
So you'll have to remove it.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, we got to take a break and then the news. Terry, you ready for some more questions?
Absolutely.
All right, 312-981-7200. Get them in right now. 312-981-7200. A lot of good texts. We want some calls after this and the news on WGN. Terry Savage waiting patiently. You ready for a couple questions, Terry?
Absolutely.
Now we got some good ones. We'll go to the phone lines. And Mel, you're on WGN. Hey, Mel.
Yeah, hi there. Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. Terry, please, say hypothetically, let's leave the $250,000 over to the side from it. Say $100,000 or say $50,000 in a traditional that you want to convert into a Roth. Can you do, say like $100,000, can you do like 25, 25, 25 for 4 years and spread it out, or you have to do the whole lump sum?
Yes, you can spread it out. Absolutely, you can. And that may keep you in a lower tax bracket on that conversion. But you still need money outside the IRA to pay the taxes.
Yes. Yes, I understand. So basically, I would just add that on to that fiscal year's tax rate.
Exactly. It would be $25,000 more in what would be considered ordinary income, not earned income, but taxed at your ordinary marginal tax bracket.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
You would just tell your, you know, if let's just say it's at Fidelity, you'd say, here's my plan. I'm going to take, you know, and of course, next year the value of the remaining account could be lower than the 75% remaining if the market goes down. But you could say to them, this is what I want to convert this year, next year, and so forth. And they'll handle that for you very easily. And you can actually be in the same funds if you like your asset allocation. Or you can just say, I'll convert it into just dollars and then pick up new funds.
Okay.
Getting back to your great term of chicken money, say if it's a regular CD, but it's safe, you know, quote unquote, you know, say $50,000, whatever, in terms of, so that I can just break it down for 2 years at 25 each year.
Well, you're gonna if you know most
once the
people
CD
don't
mature,
put.
Once the CD
first
mature,
of all, there's no penalty. In an IRA, once you're over the age of past the penalties, you can convert your CD, you can break your CD if it's a low-rate CD at any time once you are of the age where you can make withdrawals from it. So most people don't have CDs in their IRAs. They've probably got stock mutual funds or money market funds. But if you have a CD in an IRA, you can break that CD and just move it all into a money market fund without penalty. I think rates will start going up over the next couple of years.
Hopefully.
I'm sure they will.
I'm sure they will. Hey, Mel, I appreciate your call. I got to get to another caller. Okay, Mel?
I thank you for your time with me, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Let's try and get Mike on in here. Hey, Mike.
Mike,
you're on
Terry.
WGN. Go ahead.
Hi, Terry. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My question is in regards to mutual funds that are bond-based and the diversity that you could get investing in the mutual fund as opposed to individual bonds. And more specifically, as interest rates go up and bond prices go down, if you're in the fund, is the timing of interest rates increasing less of an impact on the value of your bond because of the diverse nature of the holdings?
That's a great question. I'm going to give you a brief answer. First of all, when interest rates go up, bond prices go down. Nobody wants the 2.5% bond, 10-year treasury that you bought last year, when this year treasury bonds, 10-year bonds are 3.5%. So nobody will give you the full $1,000 back, but you'll get it back at maturity. The longer the bond, the maturity of the bond, the bigger the price dip. When rates rise, bond prices fall. Now, if you buy a bond fund, there are two kinds. There's something called a unit trust. So they just pack full of bonds, and you know what their quality is, you know what their average maturity is, and you're in that fund. And when rates rise, all the values of those bonds will fall, and you can sell or just hang on to maturity, and you'll get your money back. It'll be worth less, of course, in spending power. A bond fund is managed by smart people. And they supposedly know how to adjust maturities. They pick the highest quality bonds, if that's the kind of bond fund you chose. And they're supposed to make decisions about selling bonds, but they're meant to be invested. So bond prices in a managed bond fund will fall, maybe not quite as much, because you've got sharp managers who say, well, we'll move to a shorter term maturity. But you still have price risk. And if you don't get that, go to terrysavage.com. Put in the columns to search, beware of bonds. I have explained this 3 times, and in a couple of days, there'll be a podcast up at terrysavage.com. You can click on my podcast on the top right that I do with a group called Friends Talk Money, where I spend the whole time explaining this concept, because our buddy John will only give me 60 seconds. I'm off.
Mike, I appreciate the phone call, okay?
Thank you. Thank you guys very much for the time.
And speaking of 60 seconds, I do have one last question for you, Terry.
Okay.
What does Terry mean by keeping some of your IRA liquid? You referenced that in terms of getting ready for an RMD.
Okay, so this year, you know right now, if you're 74 years old or 73 years old, and you know what the value of your IRA was, and that's why you keep your December statements, and let's say it was valued at $250,000, there's a calculator. You can go anywhere online, IRA withdrawal calculator, and the government wants its money. It will tell you how much you're expected to take out during the year 2022. Well, maybe you want to take it out in December, but you don't want to worry about the fact that your mutual fund will be even lower, and you don't want to sell at that point. So if you think the market's going lower, sell at least that much money and leave it in the money market account in your IRA, and then you can take the withdrawal later in the year.
So you're not taking it out. You're moving it inside your IRA.
You're moving it inside your IRA to a money market fund. So if you think the market's going lower, you don't want to be selling your shares at a lower price. Might as well sell them now if you think the market's going to drop. But don't take it out now if you don't want to. Or take it out now. Doesn't matter. Once it's liquid, you take it out at any time.
Okay. Terry, it's always good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me on.
You rushed through those answers. You did a great job, Terry, as always. No surprise.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay.
Oh, and go to terrysavage.com, people. If you haven't yet, it's a great website. You redesigned it recently. It looks good. Podcasts coming, all this stuff, okay? That's the best way to do it.